Power On.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another episode of Ask Drone You, where we answer your questions pertaining to drones.
Yes, welcome to episode number 25. We are so glad you're with us, as always. We've got a question today from actually one of our students.
That's right. It's Kyle. And Kyle lives in Minnesota, where it is colder than cold.
It is ridiculous.
Kyle, I have to say, man, I don't know how you do it, dude.
I don't either. I seriously don't. I mean, your family's there. I mean, you've got reasons why you stay somewhere.
When you stay in a house? Is it cabin fever?
Yeah.
I would get cabin fever quickly.
City fever.
Yeah.
That's great. I just heard in New York, they're all excited. Their high is going to be 20 degrees today. Their high. Screw that.
Our high is going to be 70 degrees today.
I think our low is 37 overnight or something.
Oh, it's so cold.
Anyways, not to rub it in, what is Kyle's question? So Kyle is wondering...
Not to rub it in, but it's really warm here.
Just the facts, right?
Yes.
So Kyle's wondering about some settings for his GoPro 4 while he's flying at night. So,
are you a night flyer, Rob?
I'm not good enough to fly at night yet. I'm a little nervous.
Do you like flying at night?
I love flying at
night. I love flying at night, too, because you can see the lights from miles away.
Absolutely.
You can even make light art. I mean, you can go to town.
Are you talking on a drone or an airplane now?
I'm talking about on a drone.
Not on a drone.
Do you know? Oh, so have you ever seen light art before on a drone? Set up your camera for like a 30 or 60 second exposure. So the shutter is open for almost a minute and you can move around with the lights and it records the path of the lights.
So I think you should post something.
I should probably
like
do that.
That'd be cool.
We could do it tonight.
But a lot of people haven't seen that.
And I'm sure they have.
You think so?
Well, if they don't live under a rock.
Let's assume not, and we'll post something to make sure that they have.
So, today we're going to go over, Kyle, what is the best settings, or what are the best settings for your Hero 4 when you're shooting at night? Now, Kyle's been setting up his 4 to set to night laps, to do nighttime laps. Don't recommend that.
It's too obvious.
No, I feel like the automatic settings don't work well with the drone. Why? Well, you have so much infrared noise from those red LEDs, so that really screws up the camera. And I mean, you've seen my pictures before at night where I have the lens hood on, and it makes
huge difference.
It's crazy. Enormous difference. I mean, you go from noisy ISO photos to crisp, clean nighttime aerial photos.
And of course, that's not a setting. That's the
lens hood. That's the lens hood. So key number one, if you're going to take nighttime photos, get a lens hood. You need to get that infrared noise out of your pictures or else your ISO will be jacked up really, really high. So how do we take the best nighttime photos, Rob? Well, believe it or not, you don't actually want your ISO high. You want to max it out. So if we're going to go to our GoPro 4 here, we've got one around here somewhere, and we're going to get it out and we're going to really just go right through it. But once we turn on our GoPro, we're going to go into the photo section. But on the photo section, so if I'm at video and then I go photo and then I go multi-shot, I'm going to change multi-shot if I hit the settings button, and then I'm going to go to time lapse. Let's see. And we're gonna set it for every 1 second at 12 megapixels wide. I'm gonna turn my ProTune on. I am going to do my warmth. You can do your warmth at auto. If you wanna get a little bit more depth in your photos, set it to 5500 Kelvin. That'll give you a little bit more warmth from the lights. You can set the color at GoPro color or flat and max out your ISO at 200. Now, why 200? Well, frankly, you want at the least amount of noise in your photos possible. And the ISO setting, Rob, is the sensitivity to light. So we want to make sure that's actually low, which negates what a lot of people say, but it works a lot better. Then what we're going to do...
That's a little counterintuitive, I would say.
It is, but if you saw those photos of the Christmas... Cliff's Christmas
here? Yeah, that's right, which was nationally recognized as a cool thing to do in Christmas time.
That is,
for what that's worth.
But yeah, well, if you come to Albuquerque, you may see a really big Christmas tree along the highway. So I take my sharpness down to low. You can take your sharpness up in post-production. If you don't know how to do that in post-production, leave your sharpness at medium. Never turn it on high. That's a bad idea.
Really. Setting does not exist.
Correct. The setting does not exist. The EV compensation, you can go down a half a step. I really recommend that. In fact, our in-house post-production specialist tells everyone to go down a half a step on your EV comp whenever you're taking photos. So those are the settings that I would use. Again, you want to have a lens hood just because the amount of noise, the infrared noise, is substantial.
And so basically, even with all those settings perfect, without the lens hood, you're going to struggle.
Yes, and you've seen the pictures.
It's amazing.
It's a huge difference. You'll get red tints all across of your pixels. No matter what color they are, you'll see a red tint to it. It's just a bad idea.
Yeah.
Super bad idea.
And it's such an easy solution.
Yes, it is.
Inexpensive, easy to install.
You know what? I'm pretty sure everyone who listens to our podcast can actually get a lens hood for free on our website.
They can. If you just go to the website, thedroneu.com, and you, across the top, there's a bar, and you click on there, and you can get one. You have to pay shipping and handling.
Well, big deal.
But it's much less than going and getting it on Amazon.
That's true. And I wonder who sells them on Amazon.
I wonder.
Oh, wait, that's me. you guys, I created the lens hood first when I was out in the field about a year and a half ago, and there was really no solution at the time. So I took a Mead notebook and I cut a trapezoid out of the Mead notebook, and then I wrapped it around the lens hood, and then I glued the rubber band over the trapezoid, and that was my lens hood.
You do what you gotta do.
Hey, you know, if
it worked.
That's right, it did work. And then I realized that one of my friends had a 3D printer, and I went to town.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And now that's what you see on our page or on Amazon.
That's right. That is totally right. So, guys, if you have any more questions, make sure to go to our website, askdroneu.com, where you can upload and record your Cookie Monster voice or whatever voice you have.
Minnie Mouse voice.
I even invite you to do it with an accent. I think we should give out a free lens hood, no shipping and handling, to the best accent.
You know what? I would say, even if you're willing to just go crazy with your accent, have fun with it, at least on your introduction, something give you a lens hood.
It's a great idea. Really, really good. Right. All right, so go to the website, upload your voice, make sure you use the best accent you possibly can, and we will play it on our podcast. Now, my accent is absolutely terrible, so make sure you do a better job than me. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask the Drone You.
Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You.